Are you fair dinkum? It's a term obviously once synonymous with the Australian vernacular, and lately the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has been adopting it to promote the government's energy policy.
What do I mean by fair dinkum? Stuff that works when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. That's the reliable power that we need in our system.
That's Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking there. Labor claims fair dinkum power is code for coal. But the Australian founder and chief executive of tech firm Atlassian, Mike Cannon-Brookes, is now campaigning to claim the term back as a brand for renewable energy, perhaps even offering a reward for the best logo. Mike Cannon-Brookes is with me this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
Very well. What's your issue with the Prime Minister using this term, fair dinkum power?
Look, I don't think he is being fair dinkum about it when he says that. I think he is trying to weasel his way out and appeal to lots of different interests. And when he uses the term fair dinkum power, I don't think he means what Australians would think of as fair dinkum. Fair to themselves, fair to the wallet, fair to the planet at the same time. I think he knows we can have all those things, but he is not willing to say that.
Is it your view, along with Labor, that this is somehow code for continued investment in coal?
Absolutely. He has refused to rule that out after being asked many, many times that he would provide some form of government subsidies to either continuing the operation of coal power plants, or even, as they've suggested on multiple occasions, trying to provide subsidies to create new baseload coal power plants.
So what are you doing with this term, fair dinkum power? I mean, it seems to be a social media campaign. What is it?
Look, it started as a social media campaign just to try to create the conversation. That's partly why I'm talking to you now, to try to reclaim the term and redefine it, if you like, as about both renewable and cheap. And even the government's own utility, Snowy Hydro, says that we can have both, and that we should be advocating for 100% renewable Australian continent. And so we started on social media, and we've now got applied for the trademark, and they're trying to turn it into a mark that can promote Australian innovation in power, that individuals can use to promote their beliefs in where they think Australia's energy system should go on the mission to get to 100% renewable Australia.
I suppose the question is, though, how fair dinkum are you about this? Are you actually going to do something with this social media campaign? I mean, are you going to turn this into a brand? Is this going to mean investment? Is this going to produce something tangible?
Sure. We've already... as you said, we put up the winning logo. We're a little different in that we listen to what people are voting for, I suppose. And we put up the winning logo. We've already applied for the trademark and putting the website up and things like that, and a location for individuals to pledge their support in some way, as well as started to share stories of fair dinkum Australian power projects. And we have a lot of really great, cutting edge, world class power projects going on the government doesn't want to tell you about, or even tell you, some of the real facts around the Australian energy system, such as we haven't built a new coal-fired power plant in almost 12 years and have next to none on the agenda to build.
So would you say this is a marketing campaign? I'm not really clear on what this actually is.
Sure. I think it's a... it's not so much a marketing campaign in that we are trying to sell something. It's an awareness campaign in trying to promote a conversation about what it means to have fair dinkum power. What do we want to choose for Australia as our source of power? It is also trying to remove the conversation or educate people and allow people to show their support that fair dinkum power, or renewable power more importantly, does not need to be expensive. People don't understand why their bills are so expensive at the moment. They're very frustrated by that. That allows them to get very easily diverted, shall we say, by political speak that is not factually correct.
The government obviously points to record investment in renewable energy from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation as the evidence of its commitment to bringing down carbon emissions, along with all the other things it's doing, it says, to try and bring down power bills. Do you acknowledge that, for many Australians, actually what they might care about right now is the cost of their bill, as you say?
Absolutely. And I think that's incredibly important. I'd love it if the government would acknowledge that the best way, the reason their power bill is expensive, the government should say, is really complicated. That's the first thing they should say. The second thing they should say is it's factually nothing to do with renewables. In fact, that is a part of the solution. not a part of the problem. That's their own research. That's their own output that they aren't willing to say. Third, one of the top three reasons their power bill is expensive is because of the price of coal. It's up 250% in 3 years. It's the singular input source for 60% of our power. And I don't hear the government saying that, nor do I hear them explaining to the electorate that one of the reasons their bill is so expensive is because of the price of coal. The second, by the way, of the top three reasons why their bill is probably expensive is policy instability on both sides of government for 10 years. We don't have a stable energy policy. That prevents a larger scale investment that could be required to get their bill down. So there's a lot of things they're not telling you about why your bill is expensive.
I note there has been some criticism of what you're doing here. I see that the Garneau Review editor, David Llewellyn Smith, has said that your contribution to this debate reeks of virtue signalling. Do you accept that there is a lot of cynicism around the energy debate on all sides?
Look, I think there's a lot of cynicism. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of confusion out there, right? There's a lot of lack of clarity, a lot of vested interest on all different sides. I don't know how promoting smart Australian energy projects, promoting how world-class we can be, and trying to promote a vision for where we could get to in the political vacuum we have of that can be seen as virtue signalling. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm just trying to do something.
Well, I suppose the point is that this fair dinkum power thing is not generating energy. It's, I suppose, not doing much more than generating conversation.
Sure. But if we can generate conversation that shows Australians why their bill is so expensive, and they got very frustrated about understanding that, for example, the lack of a stable energy policy in either government for the last 10 or more years is making their bill go up, they would advocate presumably for, well, we should have one. Why don't we have one? What's going on there? They would ask those type of questions. If they understood that more coal would make their bill go up, they would probably disagree with us advocating for that at the government level.
Who or what do you blame for the state of the energy debate in Australia today?
Look, it's a very complicated thing. The structure of the energy industry makes life very complicated for any government. That should be acknowledged. That can be changed. That is being changed. We've changed some of the basic rules. We obviously have a lot of history, legacy interests in maintaining the status quo, which is problematic. We need a lot more vision from the government going forward. Changing the energy mix from a single coal plant to a single solar plant is not that technically or economically complicated. Getting the grid to support that, all of the things we need for a smarter, faster, more adaptive grid, takes vision, it takes investment, it takes time, and it takes stability of policy to say that we're going to get there. That's on successive governments now. It's not necessarily just being on one side or the other.
Is there anything that gives you confidence that we will get there then, given you blame it on all sides of politics?
Look, I think we have a lot of evidence that people are very upset about this. People are frustrated. I want to make sure that they channel that frustration in the right directions. We have a lot of evidence that there are really world-class power infrastructure projects happening in Australia. Even just last night, and I believe today, Snowy Hydro has put out an announcement that they've contracted almost 900 megawatt hours of solar and wind power, which is massive, right? On an annualized basis, that's, I think, about a 1% of Australia's power that they have just announced they are moving to renewables. And they've announced it, most importantly, why? Because that is the cheapest source of power they could create.
Mike Cannon-Brookes, thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenn.
Mike Cannon-Brookes is the co-founder and chief executive of Atlassian.